You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 39, How to Use Your Story to Boost Productivity, and I've brought a special guest to join me today.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello, inspired entrepreneurs and leaders. You know, one of my favorite productivity resources is my online calendar. It saves me and my team a ton of time because it gives instant access to my clients, my prospects, and my colleagues to my calendar. So we don't have to chase anybody anymore. And they're empowered to pick the time they want to meet with me. I use it to automate so much of my scheduling. It's a real time saver. And I'd like to give you a free trial of it. Head on over to melanierecommends.com and look for my online schedule tool. There's a link there that you can try it out. So now let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Melanie Benson here. I'm so excited for today's topic. It's something that it's been a really long time coming. And I want to introduce you to my friend, Bob Choate. Now, Bob is the host of the School of Transformation podcast, the author of Mind Your Own Fitness, and the author of the forthcoming book, Develop the Champion Within. He's also the founder of Mindhack Academy at mindhackacademy.tv. And his articles on peak performance have been published in various publications and websites. He is known as the Transformational Grandmaster. He's appeared on both radio and TV, including KABC Talk Radio, Kazako Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, and Hypnosis Today TV show. And one of the interesting little things about Bob's background is he's a Marine veteran and former LAPD police officer. He's accomplished in Jeet Kune Do. Okay. And has a lot of background in peak performance and mindset, neurolinguistic programming training. So we've had a chance to get together before and just had a heck of a time sharing insights and, you know, productivity hacks and mindset stuff. So I couldn't wait to have him here on the show. So Bob, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. This is going to be fun.
It's going to be a blast. And hopefully we'll share some wisdom along the way, right?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
You know, one of the things that I know we got into talking about when we had one of our conversations is how much our stories are affecting us in our life. And so I thought it'd be really interesting to talk about today what our stories are like. Like, what is a story and how are they affecting us? And why are stories such an important part of success? So can you just start us off with a little bit of what your definition of a story in this context is?
Yes. Our stories kind of define us. Mm-hmm. And we can either be empowered by them or disempowered. And especially when it comes to being productive, if we live by a disempowering story, and then that story will tend to self-sabotage. An example is a person, maybe they've gotten started in business and they're trying to grow their business. Then all of a sudden, they may get attached to social media, or even worse, they may have like, especially if they get stressed, they'll go and watch TV. And TV watching, unless it's something that's empowering, for the most part, it's going to be disempowering. They may get caught up in watching like a lot of Netflix serial kind of stuff on their smart TV. And now they go into a self-sabotage mode. What happens? They get nothing done. They're not moving in terms of their business. And then they wonder, what the heck happened? What the heck happened? And this goes back to their story. They may be stuck in a certain story, and that story is something that's been created over a period of years. Now, here's the thing about stories. It's not even real. It's a lie. The story you continue to tell yourself has been a lie you've told yourself throughout your life. And our story constantly changes. And I'm going to add a little bit of neuroscience to this regarding stories. in regarding how we see stuff. So if we think about it, when right now in the present, when we're looking at something and we're looking at an object, and I can like look at my bottled water that I'm holding. Now, this bottled water, I give it a name. It's a bottle and it's filled with a liquid called water. And we can all agree that we call it bottled water. Even though it's a hallucination, when we can get a number of agreements to this, then it becomes real. Our stories, if we can get agreements from other people, especially like if it's a disempowering story, we're being held back by all these other people, then it becomes our reality. So getting back to neuroscience, so as we look at something and it's coming into our optic nerve, and that information goes to a part of our brain, particularly in the back, and then it starts to construct an image, as this bottle of water is that example. And it comes from other parts of our brain, the beliefs that we have, the experiences that we have. All these kind of things come together. And as you know, Melanie, in NLP, we also talk about the same kind of thing. Neuroscience has actually proved what NLP has been teaching for a number of years. So we construct this image, and that image becomes, again, this bottle of water. Our story becomes our reality, even though none of it is real.
So I want to just kind of unpack a couple of things you said. If somebody's not familiar with these terms, NLP is neuro-linguistic programming. It's a technique of teaching the neurons in the brain to change their path. Like neurons tend to follow a path that's been predetermined, which is directly correlated to our stories. Those stories tend to teach the neurons how to travel a certain path, and that becomes the habitual way they react to ideas and concepts and stimulation. Mm-hmm. So, but what I love about what you're saying is the impact of our stories. And so I like to assume somebody doesn't really understand what we mean by a story. Basically, the story is what we tell ourselves every day, and then we end up telling the people around us because it's what we believe to be true. So it's usually, what would you say, Bob, like a collection of beliefs and ideas that we formed into a picture that defines where we are in our life. Yes?
Yes, that's well stated in that. if we were to think back on our personal stories. Now, here's the thing about even our stories. Every time we remember a story, it has to go, now I'm going to go back to neuroscience and psychology. We take it from long-term memory, we bring it to short-term memory, and every time we do that, it gets reconstructed. And it's not the same, even a slight change, as you remembered it previously. So every time you remember something, it changes. And every time you have a new experience, a new belief, new anything in your life, it affects that story. It changes. Mm. And a good example, I remember an event that happened years ago. It was back actually in the 90s, and I was doing a speaking engagement, and I had film footage of it. And I just dug it up. I looked at it and I said, huh, the story that I remembered of that event, that I was dressed in a different suit and the environment was completely different. I had completely changed the story, how I remembered that event. And I had not thought about that many times. So it had not changed as if you remember an event like through your childhood, yet it was different. Everything was different. The theater I spoke in was different than how I remembered it. And it's crazy. And that's just a construct in my own brain that changed what I saw and what I remembered happening. It was completely different. And it continues to do that. We can change our story at any time. Mm-hmm. Knowing that, especially when it comes to self-sabotage, when it comes to productivity. Right now, every single person has the ability to reconstruct their own story from something that's disempowering to something that's more empowering, that's going to be able to enable the entrepreneur, the small business person, the professional, to now take charge. And now it's up to you to think about, what is it, the story that I want to be able to tell myself, especially when it comes to being more effective, more efficient in terms of what I do, and how can I do that? Change your story of, number one, how you see yourself. You may think that you're an entrepreneur. The truth is, you're stuck in a past story that may say otherwise.
Yeah, I'm just imagining that a clue to somebody that maybe their story is disempowering versus empowering is that you don't really have the results or the experiences that you crave. Like, you're experiencing a lot of disappointments and frustrations instead of a lot of joy and a lot of success in sales, or, you know, there's a huge gap. Is that the way you see it too, Bob?
Well, there's always that huge gap, and you have to be able to identify what part of it that is leading to that. You may have had somebody that has told you something about you, and subconsciously you may believe that. Rationally, you may not. You may think that you have everything in control, but it's really that subconscious mind that's really holding you back. And that's where your story is embedded in. That's where the beliefs that construct a story is embedded in. That's where those files that tell you, well, no, you may think that, well, you know, I'm going to learn how to be more productive, and I'm taking this course or learning from this person. But guess what? That file down there, you go down there and it says, no, you can't, because this is what the reality for you is. And then you're going to continue to sabotage your day. You're going to wonder how all the hours went away. And you start thinking about that, then it starts to even make it even more embedded in your beliefs. You go and you say, oh my gosh, everybody's right. I'm no good. And you may not say that out loud, but you're saying it inside. And it's time to be able to change even that. Now, here's the thing about our story. If you change a single belief, a single disempowering belief, and install an empowering belief, just one, it changes your story. Just one belief changes your story. And then you can continue to change it. You need to just take that one step. And one of the things I suggest to many people is, don't try to change everything all at once, because it's not going to happen. It's hard. You need to be able to think about, what is one thing that I can do? What is one belief that I can do right now, and install that, and then take the action? So once you install a belief, then you need to take an action based on that belief, that new empowering belief. Take one action. Once you do that, then you're going to be able to step forward and then start adding in more later on once that becomes embedded in.
Bob, I've got an idea. I think it'd be really fun for us to play a game. Sure. Where I feed you some of the negative stories that I hear from my clients. Okay. Could you then reflect back what a new belief is that they could put into their story, and how, like, give us an example of how it would work?
Sure. Sure.
So I hear all the time from clients that their whole thing is, like, their story is, I'm never going to be good in business. It's not my thing. I'm not good at it. My brain doesn't work that way. Right. So negative story. What would you tell them to do with this idea of putting a new belief in?
Well, number one, and you just hit something that's really important, I would just have them do a shift right there, because you said that I'm not good in business. So
that's what they say. Yes.
Yeah. That's what they say. So
yes.
they'll say that I'm not good in business. And I would just have them just do a simple shift and have them ask themselves this one question. What if I am good in business? Just questioning themselves, because the power of questions, when you question your own beliefs, and it gets you to think, you need to question that everything that you think, especially with something like that, is a lie. So once you question that lie, then you go and you say, what if I am good in business? And then you start thinking, huh, what if I am good in business? And you repeat that over and over again. That's one simple belief you can change through a question. You're not going to be able to say that I am good in business, because when you're embedded with this belief, don't take that kind of shift, but take the shift of questioning, because questioning makes it more powerful going down into that subconscious mind. It establishes that the previous belief is a lie. Then you start thinking, you know, I am good in business.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love the question. And I'm fully on board with this. This is the way I like to play the game of shifting beliefs. So this is fun. Can we do a couple more?
Sure.
Okay. So another story that I've often heard out there is, I'm really bad with money. As soon as I make money, I, you know, it's like, it just leaves my hands, and all of a sudden, you know, it's like, I'm always overspending, or I invest in things that are a waste of money and time. I don't know how to get good with money.
Ah, okay. Again, that's also in every single disempowering belief that you're going to say, and I'm going to make this suggestion to every single person before we get into this money. Every single disempowering belief is a lie. Every single one is a lie. So understand that. Number two, you want to be able to question those lies. So let's get into the aspect of money. One of the things I would say to the person and have them ask themselves, was there ever a time in your life where you may have been good with money? Just think about it. Was there ever a time in your life where you have been good with money? Because when you start thinking about it, there may have been times in the past, and if there wasn't, then you think about, there may have not been in the past. So if I make the shift and I say to myself, the truth is, I was living by a disempowering belief, and you add in, there have been times that I have been good with money. And the truth is, we all have been good. Maybe not in business. It may have been in another aspect. It could have been in school. It may have been you even picking a penny up that you saw on the ground and you saved it. Even that little thing, if you could think about having picked up a penny and you saved it, you may have even put it as a child in a piggy bank. If you could even have that concept, then the truth is what you said about yourself regarding money was actually a lie, because there was a time in your life when you were good in money. And it's not the big things. Even as an entrepreneur, it's never the big things. It's the small things that really count that leads to the big things. Money is part of that. So you imagine yourself saving that penny, putting it in a piggy bank. Now you establish a reality that you were good at money, and you can get good at money again by bringing that small little bit. And then you look at what you're doing now. So if you can save a penny here, then you could do the same thing in business. Then you start to be able to scale that aspect. So if you can cut out the unneeded things, like you did as a child, saving a penny and saving it for something bigger, you do the same thing in business. And then you start thinking, okay, so I'm good in money. What can I even get better at in money? Then you start thinking about, well, I can leverage my money. And since time is even more valuable in a lot of ways, I can leverage my time to be able to make more money. And you start thinking about bigger and bigger things. But it starts with that penny. And all these beliefs that you have will start small as you make the shift. Then you scale it up, just like you would scale, like I said, with the business. You scale up what you do in terms of your belief. And money is part of that.
It's almost like you start this snowball that might be small at the top of the mountain, but as you push it downhill, it gains momentum and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Absolutely.
And whether it's positive or negative, you've got that same cycle going. So if you can make up a negative story, why not make up a positive story?
Absolutely. And too many people get caught up, and it's easier to think in negatives because it bypasses us having to think. And that's the power of questioning, because questioning, when you question something, you actually are forced to stop and think and question a certain belief. And when you stop and question it, you stop reacting. Then you start responding. And I don't think a lot of people get that. I learned a while back, in terms of my own self, to question. I remember when I used to have a very reactive kind of mindset. And I used to think that, especially when I was in the Marine Corps, and somebody would look at me wrong and I'd be in a bar, and I thought it was somebody wanting to challenge me to a fight. And back in those days, I went at it. I was very reactive. And it wasn't until later on that I learned that just because somebody looks at you a certain way, there's a reason for what they're doing. They may not even been looking at me, or they may not have been challenging me to a fight. And even if they had, I had to learn to question, why would I even react to that? So I had to question my own beliefs on terms of that, in order to respond. And I continue to do that. I have to step back and I question. I question if a negative belief, because I think we all still have a little bit about that inside of us, even through training. So the art of questioning ourselves really helps. It helps me on a continuing basis. So I question those beliefs and I question my stories, and I'm able to move forward. I think one of my biggest stories in the past, which was my greatest fear, was public speaking. I remember a time when there was no way that I was going to get up, even in front of a group of small people, much less a stage. I had this fear. My eyes would just water over. And I told myself that I wasn't any good in public speaking, and who would want to hear and come and hear me speak anyway? And I've been a lifelong stutter, and Bob, you know, you're not worthy. That was an old story that I told myself. Then I had a question. What if you are good enough? What if you are better? What if you're excellent up there on stage? Now, was that an overnight thing that was going to transform me? No. But it started that process of transformation. So what became my greatest fear and one of my greatest weaknesses became my greatest passion. I mean, I love to speak, whether right now here on your podcast, doing webinars, seminars, whatever. You get me in front of an audience and I'll be there in a heartbeat. I mean, that's just my transformation. I think that was my biggest transformation, was going through that by changing my story from a disempowering story regarding speaking to something that was more empowering. And now people say, Bob, now you speak too much. You need to stop. And so I said, well, you know, it's what I like to do, and I love to see what I can do to empower people on stage or elsewhere. And that was probably, like I said, my biggest transformation. Wasn't physical, wasn't a lot of these other things. It wasn't even in business. It was that. Once I got past that, everything else became a lot easier. I think that was my domino. I mean, that was my domino that helped me, whether it's in business, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in even challenging myself and not really caring. So now here I'm in my 60s and doing parkour, and I've been doing that for 6 years now, and I don't really care. I know, it's crazy.
Well, you know, and I'm really, there's so many things I want to ask you right now, but I think in terms of staying to the theme of our call today, I'm really like seeing this thread between, you know, changing the story to an empowered story and how that relates to our confidence and how confidence is related to productivity. Maybe you can help us see more how imperative it is if we want to be more productive and we want to accomplish better results. Like, how does this thread come together?
Yes, absolutely. So if we think about how our story affects us, it affects our behavior. And your behavior, especially as an entrepreneur, once you identify, and I'm going to suggest that when you look into your own story, there's going to be a specific domino, and I mentioned that earlier, that leads to all the other dominoes in your life. You knock over that one, and it starts having this chain reaction, in a sense. And when it comes to productivity, self-confidence is a big part of that. When you have the confidence to be able just to get down, and if you want to leverage your productivity, you're going to have the confidence, number one, to identify your time, and look at the value that you have in your time. Not the money part, yet time is money in a lot of ways, but the time that you have where, what can I do, and who can I enlist, and what resources can I utilize to not only make my personal time that I do and the actions I take in a moment more productive. Now I have the confidence to ask other people to be able to help me. Because as an entrepreneur and as a successful entrepreneur and business person, you know that going at it alone doesn't work. So you learn, you're more confident, and you can get maybe a partner, or you bring in other people, a virtual assistant, whoever, and now you enlist these other people as part of your overall mission as an entrepreneur. And you look at, again, leveraging your productive time and going in deep with inside you and looking at your story and also looking at your skills, what you're good at and what you're not good at. One of the things I learned back in the 90s when I was running my advertising and marketing firm, I knew what I wasn't good at. I knew that if I put so much effort into the stuff that I wasn't good at, I wasn't going to be productive. So I had to be honest with myself. I love leading people. I hated managing people. I could manage more systems. I couldn't manage. That was like the farthest thing from me. Or the paperwork. I'd rather be out there doing something than doing all this paperwork. I knew what I wasn't good at. So I had to be honest with myself. And I had to say, okay, Bob, you need help. If you're going to be able to scale this business up to the next level, you got to say, okay, find somebody. Find the people that can take over these areas, because you're just going to kill yourself. You're going to stress out over doing this, this, and this, and this, where you'll be the best at doing this, this, and this thing over here. And that's what I did. So I learned to be honest. And when I did that, when I found the right people, my productivity, my business skyrocketed. the synergy helped the business to scale to the new levels, going from just like a few thousand dollars a month to hundreds of thousands of dollars per month in a very quick amount of time. That's only because I brought in more people to supplement my weaknesses. And I think a lot of people, especially entrepreneurs, are scared. I know that we have to wear a lot of hats at the beginning. Yet the faster you can get somebody, even getting a partner in, even if you have to split whatever profits, I don't care. Think about the business. Get away from your ego. Get away from that story that your ego is attached to and move forward. Change your story. Adopt other people into your life. And your business is going to take off like crazy. But again, you have to be honest with yourself.
I feel like you just tackled one of the biggest lies I hear people tell, and that is, I can't afford to have, or I don't want to have a team. You know, that's why I did the Build Your Dream Team program a long time ago. I guess it was like 12 years ago, because people kept saying, I'm not good at hiring, or I can do it all myself. I feel like that's one of the biggest lies I hear
that
people say.
biggest lie. And I thought the same thing. I said, I'm so good. I can do this and this and this and this and this. And it was a bunch of bull. I mean, that was a ball-headed lie I kept telling myself. It just, it was the worst thing in the business. You can't grow a business if you continue it that way. You need to bring in other people, whether hiring other people, getting in partners, hiring assistants. I don't care. You need to bring in other people if your business is going to grow. And if you really care about your business, if you care about your business, then you're going to do that. Don't make your business all about you. You make the business about that mission. And that's what I learned. One thing I learned when I was in the Marines in Force Recon, I was always mission oriented. And I had to go back to that. Mm-hmm. I know that I was never successful. We weren't successful accomplishing a mission as a one-man team. Like Rambo would have never made it in reality. It works in the movies. It doesn't work in real life. And a team working together towards a common goal, a common mission, will accomplish way more than just you as an individual trying to do it in 1,000 years. It's not going to happen. You can accomplish way faster having those other people in. But again, you have to get away from your lie, your story, and all these other things, and a lot of lies that people tell about success in a lot of ways. I'm not talking about the people who are truly successful telling about that. I'm talking about a lot of people from your past who told you to do certain things and you have to do it by yourself and all that kind of stuff. And a lie about the self-made millionaires and self-made successful people. No, those are lies. There's nobody who's ever been successful has done it by themselves. So change that story. Shift to a mission, and then you bring in a team to help you accelerate going towards that mission and making that mission happen. Period. If you don't do that, then you guys don't deserve to be running your businesses. But I know, because you're listening to this podcast and you're a subscriber to this podcast, that you guys are mission oriented. And you are moving towards something, and you know that you will bring in other people to overcome your weaknesses. And then you build up a strong, synergistic, so powerful team that you will absolutely rise to that next level, right?
Yeah. So again, I think, you know, as we're trying to get to the end of this, it's like, it's what you're saying is, if we want to have a greater impact and we want to be able to increase our income, we want to have more of the successes that we dream of, changing our story from I can't do it, I'm not enough, I don't know how, to I do what I do best, and I'm going to hire people, and I will find a way to hire people and inspire people to help me move this out in the world, is one of the best stories you can change. So I just want to check in. Is there any other things we need to know about changing our story so that we can create more productivity and we can create more success.
Yes, absolutely. I think what people should do is to take a step back, look at their past story, number one, as a lie, identify those things in their past stories that's been holding them back, change all that, make a shift, and start the process of rewriting your story as an entrepreneur. And part of that is seeing forward, seeing yourself playing out the hero of your story with all the participants in that, all the other people, and you seeing you as a hero accomplishing your mission in your business with these other people. So you make that shift, and then you will absolutely accomplish it. But you have to write out that story first. You make it powerful in that way.
It's kind of like I love the idea of seeing yourself as the hero in the story, right? That's such a great framework for creating a more powerful story.
Yes, it is. And you can't be the hero alone. Heroes always have other people.
Yeah, at least get your Robin, right? Like at Batman had Robin. Wonder Woman has the golden lasso, you know?
Yes. And now with the new movie, I think, coming out, the Justice League, everybody coming together.
I love that. You're right. Like, the superheroes have their collaborative team, right? Like, they all do their thing and they do it together.
Yes. Yes. And if the superheroes can do it, then we should too.
I totally agree. Bob, you have so many amazing, your wisdom is contagious. It's so full of new ways of thinking. And I know you have a gift to offer to our Amplify community today. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is and where they can find it?
Yes. So it's a 7-day e-course. And in this e-course, they can actually go to bobshote.com/free-e-course. And it's an Empower Your Life e-course. So they're going to be able to learn about those disempowering thoughts and beliefs that have been holding them back. And they're going to be able to create a more empowered life where they can take control and find their definition of success and be able to move forward. And I look forward to them registering for the course and being able to become the best version of themselves as an entrepreneur, as a person. And I think that's very powerful.
And you said this earlier, and I will just close with this reinforcing idea that, you know, sometimes the work isn't about what you're doing out there. It's about changing the way you are in your mind. And that's the most powerful transformation you can create in order to achieve the level of success you want. And this is an awesome tool, Bob. Thanks so much for making it available. I just pulled it up and took a peek at it. It's at bobchote.com/free-ecourse. And of course, we will have this link for you as well as all the great ways to connect with Bob on the show page at melaniebenson.com/blog. I would love for you to come and connect with Bob. He's so much fun on social media. I'm always like getting great little wisdom tidbits from him. So thanks so much for being here today. I'd love to have you join us in the Amplify Your Success community. Bob's over there too. We're all there sharing insights and tips and community to become amplifiers of our success. So instructions are going to follow. See you guys next week. Bye for now. And bye, Bob. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having me on. This has been a great, great, fun-filled episode.
Thanks. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.